Hello, this is E.J. Clark. The following is a special presentation of Heart of the Matter, Part 2, a tribute to Ron Boone.
WIEL now presents Heart of the Matter. This is a weekly community affairs program produced by WIEL.
Welcome to Heart of the Matter. I'm Max Highball. This Sunday, we're continuing to look back at Ron Boone, friend not only to the broadcast media, but to the communities of E-Town and Hardin County as well. He set the standard for broadcast news, a standard of excellence. And while there was no one else in our market who could even touch Ron professionally, there's probably not a soul not touched by him personally. But as a friend, colleague, or just as a beneficiary of his profession, it was paramount to Ron that you, the listener, be kept informed. It was his calling, and he was good at it, too. Over the summer, I had the pleasure of talking with some people around town about Ron, from friends to family to former colleagues. The findings showed nothing new, and that Ron has left a mark in a void that will not soon go away. His wife, Judy, who knows him best, shares with General Manager Ross Stratton a fact that few of us would dispute.
Judy, we've got a place in our heart and also in our building now for Ron. A lot of people in the last, 30 days have said a lot of great things about your husband. We're honored. Do you have anything to say about the Hall of Fame journalism?
Well, I know Ron would be very humbled by all this attention. He always just felt he needed to do his job, and he loved doing his job, and he felt it was his calling to be inform the community of what was going on. And he just loved it. Radio, like I said, at the Hall of Fame Award, radio was in his blood, and he just felt that that was what he wanted to do with his life. And I, of course, think he made the wise choice. And I just thank everyone for all their kind words about him, for the honors that he has received. And, of course, I just wish he were here to see all this, but somehow I think maybe he is.
Local columnist and ECC professor Chuck Spatero visited Ron frequently at the station. He and the late Mike Allen were both close friends with Ron, and both are great storytellers. He shares his thoughts on his friend. Chuck, thanks for taking a few moments to just chat with us about Ron.
Well, my pleasure. I mean, Ron is one person I think of fondly often. I don't know, can I just share a story about Ron? Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
Well, most recently, when I was driving to work, I saw a red sun in the morning, like a red rubber ball. It was rising over the railroad tracks, and I remembered a funny time when Ron was giving his weather report on WIEL, and he had mentioned that in the morning there was a beautiful red ball of a sun. And so I called him at the station and I said, Ron, there was a rock group called The Circle, and they did a song called Red Rubber Ball. And he said, rock group, were they called The Circus? And I said, no, Ron, The Circle. And he goes, circus? And I said, no, circle. And he goes, oh, like a circus circle. And so now whenever I hear that song, Red Rubber Ball, and the listeners will probably recognize it. It was a 1960s pop tune written by Paul Simon. Of course, I always think of Ron Boone.
I guess Ron never did quite get your drift, did he?
No, but it didn't matter. And then after we had finished our little conversation, he went right into the news and he said, all right, Chuck, well, I've got to tell me about this at the college or that at the college. So, you know, Ron, like he always does, he could shift from a silly conversation to hard news, and he'd do an interview right there on the spot. And I miss him. I think he is one of the most well-rounded broadcasters I've ever known, could talk with knowledge and interest on almost any subject, sports, politics, the weather, and a good friend, and I miss him.
Certainly the one that people all around the area will think of when they think of news is Ron Boone. You were friends with Ron for a number of years, weren't you?
Yeah, I guess I've been here in Elizabethtown, Hardin County for it's almost 30 years now, and for most of those years, Ron and I would chit-chat about the news, and Ron was one of the first people I met at a meeting here at the college, and he shook my hand and said, welcome to the community, and Ron Thomas, who is Dean of Student Affairs, introduced me to Ron Boone one night. I'll never forget that.
Do you have any other stories that you'd like to share with us?
Well, one story that I think of, Ron would have me on his newsmaker show every once in a while. And I always said, Ron, one of these days, I'm going to interview you on the show. I'm going to be the host because you're the most interesting person that's never been interviewed on the show.